survivors, Abraham is everybody.
Yeah.
All two.
Yeah,
right?
The youngest person must be 45. So 55, 65, 66 years old, even for people who were in their mother's stomach and womb, it's pretty much 66 years. So
I read about some of a book, I forgot that anyway. He was carried the atomic bomb while mom was pregnant him then. He was scared to, I guess, some kind of to her. But anyway,
I
understand that.
People like that, Okay, so let me ask you some questions. So probably we can start our conversation by talking about your parents, your father and your mother. Where were they and what kind of people they were? What do you remember about them?
Well, my father loved the trouble.
Loved the trouble? Yeah. Okay.
So he had a business with Hostand in Japan. Usually family business take over. But he doesn't like it.
Okay.
Of course, you know, he was helping too. Whenever chance, he'd go out. And he started to come into this country. I don't know what year was it, but at the time, his uncle lived in Portland, so he just, look to see the uncle. At the time, I don't know what year, they don't have an airplane. I heard he went to all the way to Russia to all the way to Seattle.
Oh, wow. That must have been a long trip.
But he loved the trouble, that's my mom told me. And uncle had a grocery store. He was helping the uncle. And I think then after that my mom go after to go live together.
Okay, so they were married in Japan, is that right?
Yes.
Do you remember what year it was?
I don't have no idea that part.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I have a big family. I didn't know you liked it or not. My mom. She
looks like you.
Like, this is my father. Of course, he died at 54.
He was young.
Yes.
Okay.
After the war, though. Atomic bombing. Look, I have that
much. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are...
I'm the one. This is me.
Yeah, this is yourself. And then you have four sisters?
No, I think I have five sisters.
Five sisters. Okay, wow.
And one of the sisters died atomic bomb.
Okay, yeah. Well, five sisters, you mean including yourself? Or?
No, I'm the one. Let me see. Hideko, Akiko, Michiko, three. And then Yuriko, the four. I think he missed the Sachiko.
He missed one person? Okay. So you have five sisters.
Yes,
that's a big family. And
three brothers.
Yeah, brothers. Right. So were they Oh yeah, you told me that your brothers and sisters, older ones, were born in the States,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Older one born in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but after the my grandfather was sick, so they called my father to come home.
Mm-hmm.
So he did with two. My older sister took home together to show that this is your granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time my mother was pregnant, so
mm-hmm.
they don't allow to travel as
mm-hmm.
a long boat trip.
Mm-hmm.
So my father and two sisters go back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought my father could back right away after
mm-hmm.
my father, mm-hmm. grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother hide his passport.
Oh,
so he couldn't come back.
Yeah. Okay.
He couldn't come back to
mm-hmm.
This country.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother was any time pregnant. Then after he was born, and he came home with another sister and this baby back,
I see.
And joined all together.
All together,
yeah,
in
Hiroshima.
In Hiroshima,
yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. So around what year was that he went? Your father went back to Hiroshima.
Oh, my sister, older sister right now, 82 or 83, or maybe 80 years ago.
80
maybe.
Years ago, okay.
Because she was a... yeah.
So it's well before the Pacific War started, the war between...
Just about it, huh, I think. Well, then maybe a little bit timing, maybe I don't exactly...
Uh-huh.
My sister was maybe 5 or 6. Yeah, then... yeah, just before the everybody have to go in a camp, then
mm-hmm.
they came back to this Japan.
Okay,
yeah,
so
right.
let me
that's
try to capture it right. 41, 42,
I think.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So wait, so
that's all the... yeah, everybody, you know, uncle, auntie, they don't want to go in a camp. So
right.
I think that's why they went to the... they gone to the Japan.
Okay.
I mean, here I'm in the United States, but, you know, that's at the time they are Portland.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because they probably did say renounced American citizenship, and then they came...
only the, my two sisters were the... you know, born here,
uh-huh.
that one, oh, three sisters,
uh-huh.
They had citizenship.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah, but uncles and aunties.
I don't think so, they don't, yeah.
Mm.
They just, that part of it, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know that I wasn't born and I don't know what,
mm-hmm.
and only I know I was born in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up and until that's...
So you were born in Japan, and
yeah.
you said you were born in 1936.
Uh-huh.
sorry.
Yeah.
So that means that well before 1936, your family was already back in Japan.
Yeah,
so
right.
your father was back to see
yes.
the sick father of his.
Yeah.
And
so
then your mother, after giving a birth to your...
my older...
older sister.
Brother.
Then brother.
Doctor allowed to
right.
go back to Japan.
Right.
Yeah,
so
right.
at that time, there are 3 children for your parents?
Yes, I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
so.
They
yeah.
she came back to... came to Japan. And then they were in Hiroshima.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of person yeah. was your mother?
Oh, she was a... real gentle, and she doesn't say too much to, you know. Of course, there is nothing activity there, too, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just raised a kid. She had how many kids?
Oh, yes.
So that's
yeah.
She was a very, very good mother.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
How about your father? Do you have any childhood memory of him?
Well... only that I remember, he doesn't too much say either, but when I was a junior high,
mm-hmm.
I think not the junior high, before the junior high, maybe 5 or 6th grade, we started to learn in English at Japan.
Right.
And he fluently speak Japanese, I mean English. So, you know, he teach me that a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So English as a language is something that you are more or less familiar with when you were growing up because you'll be a father.
Well, of course, I went to Japanese school.
Right.
But when I came to this country, I couldn't speak at all.
Yeah, but
whenever the homework of, you know, in the paperwork at home, he teach me that English. He was a very good fluent speak English because when he is working in Portland at a grocery store, a lot of Japanese came to and they needed some kind of paperwork in English. He helping a lot.
That was really a skill that's valuable. So you were saying your father started to teach you English after you were back in the States, so the family was back in the States.
Of course, I was born in Japan.
So you came to the States with your parents. Yeah, I understand. So you were born in 36 and then probably when you were 5. Wait a minute, the war started out in 1941. Yeah. So when you were 4 years old, the war started out.
I believe so.
Right.
Then after that, I was 8 years old. Yeah. From 7, 8, 9, 10, I think, if people don't have it, countryside relative, everybody have to go to Shudan Sokai,
we call.
That's the one I joined.
So your family was within the city limit of...
Just the middle of the city. That's okay. A bomb dome. You see.
Yeah,
that's
we
are living right there.
So because you were in Shudan Sokai, you were able to... survive in a way. Now, after the war started out, of course you are very young, but do you have any memory of like a food shortage or kind of things
of course,
that you were?
After war finished, we all got together to live. I think that maybe after the war finished, 2 years, a year and a half, or two. My mom, the sister, lived a little bit suburb around our city, little bit out city. So
outside of city,
she had not the city too, maybe 5 miles from city. But they have a small house here, their rental house. So my mom asked, we all going to come to live the one of the week to borrow. Then, of course, naturally, sister said, of course, to come home. So that's why we came home from city.
But at that time,
we didn't have any food. So that's only that I remember, the sweet potato.
That's
the mom said, well, it's dinner ready or lunch ready. Then we go to the table, just on the plate, one potato.
Did you have one potato per person?
Only the one potato.
Were you able to eat 3 times a day?
After that, my mom was a devoted mother, you know, we have a lot of sisters and brothers, so they have to keep their life.
So
she went to the countryside, and a lot of friends from Portland together that came back to Japan. Lived the countryside as a farmer. So they said, well, anytime you need food, come over. We're going to have food. But do you know Yamiichi?
Yamiichi,
yeah,
sure.
Actually, we cannot do that. So mom had to just have a rucksack. We call that backpack.
Backpack.
She go visit friend. only the mom. We are so small, and my sister was working, so only the mom would go and sweet potato, vegetable, and a little rice, you know, things like that. Yeah. Then everybody said, don't ride on a train or a bus, because police was looking for the yummy each piece, you know, yummy.
Right.
Everything that's under the whatever they call. So mom walked down all the way. How many miles? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. God.
And on the other hand, my mom's sister had a little bit land, farmland. So they grew the something, then we all gonna get it from there too.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, a little bit rice. I think only the rice or wheat, whether we could get it.
Yeah. So the kind
from
of food,
a government, that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a ration.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of the food that you can get.
Yeah.
Is pretty
we cannot choose or anything, whatever.
Right.
Puts on a plate, then we have to eat.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So.
So was it true even before or during the war, or is it something that became worse after the war? The war was over.
But to me,
yeah,
it's after the war.
After the war,
yeah.
War is over, you mean?
Yeah, over the war.
Or
for
during,
a while.
For a while. Do you mean during the war or?
Well, during the war, I was at the Sokai, Shudan Sokai.
Oh, okay.
And, so that's no problem.
So
they
provide
for us, for the children.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that time was mom, dad is okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, anyway, all the atomic bomb dropped, everything burned, everything, just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure rough time my parents had to take care of all the these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
true. Yeah, so during the war, you were in the countryside, so food was relatively okay, whereas after it's over, because you're already back, it was very difficult in terms of access to the food.
But sometimes after the war, and we are, you know, Shinchugun, American you know, soldier come to that. Then today they come in, so we go over there. And that was nearby my aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
They are training something, big field.
Uh-huh.
And when they come, they all the soldiers were so kind, or, you know, we five or six kids go over there, oh, come on. First we said, oh, kind of scared, but they are showing a chewing gum or chocolate. You know. So now, oh, they give us a candy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time that I remember my age to have a chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, especially for small kids, sweets are very, very important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And after that, another thing I remember was Professor Harvard. I don't know where came to, but our elementary school, after that I go back to the city and cross street, atomic dome, that was my elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought a lot of supply for the children.
Mm.
You know, then after the time too, one thing, funny things happened to toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, we don't have everyone each one to, you know, some of a candy, some of a toothpaste, this and that. And one boy opened it, put it in the mouth, and
you know,
bubble. Yeah, it's candy.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Oh my God!
I never forget that one. We just laugh.
But it, and some toothpaste, depending on the flavor, it kind of tastes sweet. So you would think, oh,
some
I should be eating it.
Yeah, because other people, other friend had a chocolate or a candy, and then he got the toothpaste, and oh my gosh,
have
a bubble coming out from mouth. You know, we all laugh about it, but
they should have mixed it up. You know. So sweet has to be a food. The toothpaste.
But that's what I remember.
Yeah, that's kind of striking story. Now, going back to when the war was still going on, so you know you were in the countryside, but some of your family members were within the city limit. I think you mentioned your sister was probably...
Yeah.
Yeah, could you please tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I didn't see her because I was already at the side of a countryside. But the mom, dad was a city still, you know, because taking care of my sister. Her body burned the sister.
So you mean...
She died, I understand, August 15th.
So you mean, that's to get the story clear. So your sister was the only person who was in the city at that time?
Oh, my brother too.
Your brother, okay. And are you saying that your parents went to look for them after?
No, I don't think so. You know that live situation like that. Every family had agree or make it set up. If something happened, everybody go work, one go school, one is that way. So something happened, everybody go meet my aunt's house.
Okay, that's which the was way. Where? Which was
that's just before I told you that she had a little farmer and a little, maybe 3-5 miles away from our city.
Okay. So it was outside of the city.
Everybody meets over there. That's the way they agree.
But your sister and brother, your sister obviously didn't come back, or did she?
I think she came back, I believe.
Did.
Yeah,
okay.
I think. But then my mom and auntie took care, but half died, half burned the body. Yeah, that's what I heard.
So you didn't see her
I
yourself.
Didn't see. When I, after the everything, after my sister died, cremate, and I think that's my brother Laura there inside. I remember when my mom carried a white, you know, box. Oh, that's my sister.
Right,
that's
right. So at that time, you were not at that aunt's house?
We were at the countryside,
why?
Too.
Yeah.
That's
so you were on the
side
opposite
of, my sister and another brother there because they are transferred to their job. The company moved to another side.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So mom... My father, mother live this one. I live this side country. And my other sister, brother are the this side of a city.
I see.
The countryside. So, but something happened. That's we're going to meet at my auntie house.
Right.
Agree that.
That's the same to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Then my sister, I guess, how she got there, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's everybody the same situation, that's one, two, or what, I don't know.
Yeah.
And anyway, my mom, father took care, and at the time, my sister wanted to drink water because, you know. But,
right, she's born.
Yeah, but they said, don't give it to water.
Right,
don't
right.
give it. I don't know why they said that, but my mom said, when if she's going to die, I will give it to the water. But the, after the time, doctor or whatever, that's a nurse or helper, don't give it the water.
Right.
So, you know, but anyway, she died 15th.
So it was pretty soon after the date.
Yeah, after the day was A1, war ended. Right,
that's right, on the 15th.
That's my, this person here, that's the... time I was already moved to this way because that one said after the bomb dropped, 3 or 4 days after, my father said that we gotta go after the Keiko. Every family have to be together. So my two brother and sister came to after me. And that's the time I went through to the city to go to this. That's why
Yeah, you yeah. are exposed yeah. because it was yeah. pretty much right
radiation.
After.
Yeah.
Right,
but
exactly.
still, I could see that the end of the city, an age of burning.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that three days, three nights, it's burning mm. hard, as I heard.
Mm.
But I didn't see it at night time because mm. that was according to that. You know.
Mm, so, which day was it that you traveled through the city of Hiroshima then? A few days ago.
I think
that?
August 12th, according to that one, said the 12th uh-huh. or 13th, something. Yeah.
Mm.
I had a copy, so later on you could read it now mm, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. How about your brother? You said that he was also exposed
yeah,
to the bomb.
But he was lucky to. Of course, this is the sister and my brother.
Right.
They were going to school, high
right,
school,
right.
but that wasn't studying. They all help in the city, something a clean
right.
up or something. My brother was up the second floor of the building, so whole thing the blast.
Mm-hmm.
But he was lucky too.
Mm, so he survived.
Yeah, survived.
Right.
And there no. Burned
mm.
or no grass or anything.
Mm.
But anyway,
mm.
yeah.
Did he suffer from the radiation
no,
sickness?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Mm.
He came back to this country, I don't know when, what year,
mm.
because he was kept a citizenship.
Oh, right, yeah.
yeah.
So he was the one
he said
Hara.
That, yeah, I think there is a right now, the tough to live the Hiroshima.
Mm.
So I guess he lived a little bit, some company, but he wanted to come back to this country. So
huh.
he came back himself.
Right, yeah. right, yeah.
But when my mom, at the time, she still had glasses in the face.
Oh.
Yeah, and hand too. But,
okay.
Yeah.
How about your father?
No.
No,
my
so...
father, yeah, he mm. was just to go work out from city to the edge of the city
mm-hmm.
in a streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh.
he was survived that radiation
okay.
or anything burning.
Right.
But mom at 8 o'clock in the morning, my everybody sent out work or school, then she was cleaning the window, then right
oh.
there the window, then blasted and the
mm.
glass came to the face. That I heard.
Aha, uh-huh. So she was cleaning the windows.
Yeah.
Oh, of course she was nearby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. Now, of course your sister died because of the bomb and your brother was also in the city
mm-hmm.
and your father was in the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family talk about the A-bomb or anything that's related to it after it is over, the war was over? I just wonder what kind of conversation that you might
well,
have had.
Everybody, all the neighbor or friend and the relative, all the situation,
mm-hmm.
they just don't too much to say. I lost all the relative too,
mm-hmm.
uncle, auntie, all the everybody in the city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Only the auntie lived that one is a little bit farther from the city.
Mm-hmm.
We borrowed the
mm-hmm.
rent house. That's the one only. But my mom, she doesn't want to go see the atomic bomb. That's that we call the Peace Park over
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I go back to Japan, I took my grandkids too. But you guys go inside, I'm not going to go see anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, she doesn't want to remember. She,
uh-huh.
I doubt she doesn't want to talk about it. Probably
right.
such a horrible.
Yeah. yeah. What you know? What kind of puzzles me is that okay? So you say that everybody went through the same thing, so they don't want to talk about
mm-hmm.
it. But in a different environment, different situation, it could be a reason why everybody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I just wonder. Why Japanese people, Hiroshima people at that time went to the direction of silence as opposed to, you know, talking about it. Because
mm-hmm.
in a way you can assume that, oh, because everybody in this room went through the similar situation, we can probably talk about
yeah.
it. What do you think that was at work for people to be silent?
I don't know why. But of course I was not the interest
mm.
maybe I didn't go through the all the horrible situation. Or
but later on, know. You were
yeah,
in the city.
When now, my age, I think about it. I have a time to think about it in the back. Do you know what I mean? At the time I came to this country, and every day when before the coming this country, every day we are busy to making survive,
right.
Then work,
right.
And go to school, and I know then. Even I came to this country, then I got married to, then have a kids to send to school, and I was kind of busy, and yeah, I don't know. Japanese people just kept inside, or I don't know. Shikata ga nai. That's the way, or we
like
said, all right?
Yeah, resignation, yeah. Something like that.
Can't help it. Everybody went through. And we just go look forward, and you know, at the time. Yeah.
So after the war, you went back to your elementary school? Did you go back
yes,
to school?
Yes.
So how about teachers? Did teacher talk about the bomb at all? They didn't.
I guess I don't know. Now you're telling me, come to think of it, we never talk about it. Or maybe they don't want it to remember, or they don't want it to Yeah, not too many people, yes.
How about your mother? Didn't she tell you things like, well, especially because you came to the States, you'll be far away from her, right? I think
yes,
that she
yes.
stayed in Japan. Didn't she tell her, didn't she tell you that, okay, because you are exposed to the radiation, you have to be careful about this and that kind of thing?
Well,
was there any conversation like that?
No, I don't. I guess at the time, we people not too much interest or this atomic power. What do you think? I mean, you know, every day was kind of busy. I shouldn't say too busy, but nowadays we say that Fukushima,
right.
That earthquake, that
right.
one, or people talk about a lot because of experience A bomb, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So that's why they talk about a lot.
Right.
But now you're telling me that really, I don't remember we talk about it like that. Yes. But when I came to become the pregnant, I went to the GY, the doctor, and, you're from Hiroshima. Oh, where was it, you know? Oh, the radiation, you know? He was concerned about it.
Right.
And I said, well, up today, you're telling me I don't have any problem health-wise, you know? So... Oh, okay, that's good. Then, my first one son was born, everything okay. And the second son was okay. So then, maybe you're okay. But like radiation, around that time, I think about it. Come to think of it, I threw to the city to go back, get together the family.
Right,
or
right.
Maybe, then I talk about it with my brother on the telephone. Say, was I okay that time, the radiation? Hey, Keiko, everybody had a radiation. Even the Now we are very talk about it, radiation, food or
water or
something like but you know, look at, we all went through, but here we are okay, so you don't have to be that nervous about it. That's my brother told me. That's true.
But when you have your first child, what year was it?
1964.
So 64, 4 years after 62. You came. So when you were pregnant, did you think about it? Because that's kind of what people say.
I never thought of it. Because at the time, I'm not the survivor. That's what I thought. You know, I was outskirt in the Sakotani in Shudan Sokai. Then, 4 or 5 years ago, my brother said, "Hey, each time I go visit back to Japan, my cousin and my brother said, 'Hey, you went through the Hiroshima. Why don't you apply it? What it look like? You know, they're gonna maybe you're not qualified or what? Atomic bomb survivor.
Right.
You know, so I said, 'Oh, that's okay. I'm going every year the physical. So far it's okay.' But never know. Then my brother said, 'Okay, I'm gonna do it.' That's why he did it.
Yeah. So it's relatively recent. You applied for this in what year did you apply for it? They say age 18 must be 6 years ago.
Five years ago, isn't it?
Right.
Something like that.
So until then, you didn't even think about applying.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, so.
So you didn't even think of yourself as a survivor. That's
I never think about it. That yes.
So would you say the only reason why you decided to apply is because your brother sort of encouraged you to
do
that?
Yeah, of course, the brother. I think I gave it the copy. Yeah, I think that's what you have too.
So how about with your husband when you got married, or even before then when you are getting to know him? Did you talk about your experience at all?
He is a Nisei.
Right,
Then his mother at Hiroshima. Came from Hiroshima too, mother, father, and already at the time the United States, they were also, and of course naturally my brother was, my husband born in this country, so then I met him, then he never asked me like that, atomic bomb,
So at that time,
I wasn't think myself the atomic bomb survivor.
But during the wartime, you told me that your husband was in the internment camp?
Yes.
In a concentration camp?
Yes.
Okay.
I think a Hira. Is it called a Hira?
Hira. How do you spell it?
I don't know.
In what state?
Arizona, isn't
Arizona,
it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, to me, you have to tell me how you met with your husband, but to me, it's very interesting to think of those two different kinds of life histories meeting each other.
I was in Los Angeles at the time going to school, and he was here.
Oh, so you were already here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you have to tell me first, what prompted you to come to the States? You said it's 1960s?
Yeah.
What brought you to the States? Probably you could tell me.
Well, actually, after high school graduate, I like to go to college too, but we didn't have money.
Right. And at that time you were in Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Right, right.
And my parents don't have enough money to send me to college. So I was working at a bank. Then my father's friend came back to Japan to see see me and, of course, you know, family. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I like to go to school. I guess he remembered that. Then he came back to this country and meet my brother, Roy. His name is Roy. Mm-hmm. And Roy, Keiko want to come to here, this country, to go in school. Mm-hmm. So my brother said, well, he was married, had one boy at the time. Mm-hmm. And okay, if she wants it, then we're going to help her. Mm-hmm. Then he said, you'll come to this country. Mm. Then I got 3 years passport in the school. Mm. Usually 1 year or 2 years, they said. Mm-hmm. But I got 3 years, so enough time to go to school.
Right, yeah, right. Then, was it a student visa?
Yeah,
or, okay.
Student visa. Mm.
How do you spell your brother's name? Roy is...
Roy Shigeru. Shigeru Roy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's Shigeru is Roy. This country is mm-hmm. named Roy, yeah.
So he was already married in the States with one child. Okay, so he was able to be a sponsor of you as a student.
Right.
Now, tell me a little bit about what might have been going on in your mind at that time, because, you know, to me, in a way, it's very striking that being in Hiroshima or nearby at the time of the bomb, and you lost your sister and some of your family went through some injuries, and then you decide to come to the States. What kind of image of the U.S. as a country you think that you had at that time? Because in a way, it's an enemy country.
At the time, I wasn't scared of anything because my brother and sister were here. My mom being in this country, mm-hmm. and right before, you know what I mean? His sister young said, how could your youngest daughter to send to America alone? Mm-hmm. You know? And my mom said, well, that's the way she wants to. And I know the America. Mm-hmm. So that's it's not like a horrible place or something, mm-hmm. you know that. Mm-hmm. And beside his brother and sister there, mm-hmm. so mom never against me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go if you want to. Mm-hmm. And so I was so happy to. Mm-hmm. Of course, first the school said it's okay to come. The application to get okay.
Right.
Then that one comes first. So I have to wait until then. I was working after the graduate high school, then I was working in a bank.
Right. So do you think, in a way, the only way to get the college education is to come to the States?
Yeah.
Because your family didn't have the money to send you in a Japanese college.
That way, my brother, the full sponsor.
Right.
That's the reason I got the permit.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't have no scholarship or anything because I don't have no. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But your brother.
Yeah, brother.
Paid
sponsor,
for the college.
Yeah, paid for
education.
The trip. You know, coming to this country, the mm-hmm. trip, and lived. School. I can guarantee mm-hmm. sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he must have been very successful in his line of business.
No, he was struggling too. Came to this country, drafted, and then after the army, mm-hmm. he went to that work grocery store, the Safeway. Safeway.
Yes,
and
yes.
At the time, he said, well, I gotta go to college too. So he had a scholarship, we don't call scholarship, isn't it? That's army. They help to go into school. I don't know what we call it.
Well, it's a GI Bill.
GI Bill.
Right.
That's the one he went to the college.
Okay.
Business school, college, then Los Angeles, and graduate. Mm. And that's why I think he heard about it, Keiko wants to come to this country to go to school, then I helped.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you said that Roy Shigeru's son came back to the States pretty much right after the war. Do you know around
when? Oh, yeah. After the... I don't know what year he came to this country.
I'm wondering if he actually went to a Korean War or
he did. Korean
okay.
War.
That, so it was early
Yes. But even himself too, he drafted, he couldn't speak English. So he said, I wonder why I got drafted. But somehow he survived it.
Yeah, he couldn't speak English. He could have, he must have been.
Oh, I don't know. Well, of course, first he went to the Portland.
Uh-huh.
So a little bit, huh?
A little
That's everyday conversation, a little bit, maybe.
Right, right.
But he himself supplies that.
So tell me a little bit about your life after you came to the States, where you told me that you were excited.
Yeah.
What do you remember from that time period?
Yeah, I was lucky to, at the time of the Los Angeles. Yeah. So I lived with Roy together, and that was a little bit Father Torrance and Los Angeles, but my school is Los Angeles City inside. So my cousin lived Los Angeles a long, long time, you know. They said that, well, Keiko, I think the best thing is you go, that's a school girl.
Oh, school girl, yes.
That way you learn English fast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, besides I'm going to school, English school, from 9 to 2 o'clock or to 3, then...
Oh, wait, though. I heard that somebody told me that the school girl was a system in which your American host family, so to speak, pays for your education?
That's, no, not the education.
Oh.
They don't. I think that was my brother paid.
Oh,
yeah, tuition, whatever that I live with. Only that I get it from this host family, $50 a month.
Right.
At the time, gave me that.
Right.
Yeah, that's my only spending money.
Yeah. So, but they feed you, so to
speak. Oh, yeah. Right. Nice room, bedroom, too, you know, that feeding nice because this family had a business, steel company business.
I see.
Parents, this Mr. and Mrs. Brooks, that's, they go all the time, social life, and their three kids have to be someone to watch it.
I see.
So then such a big house, they have one made room type, you know, and I lived there, and I just stayed after school and helped the cooking.
When,
she cooks, but the dishwashing or table setting, that's the kind I did. But twice a week, the color lady come to the clean house. I didn't have to do the clean house or anything. Most of the time, I just stay with the kids until the bedtime. When a couple go to the meeting. Yeah. That was a very nice family. I remember, I never forget, when they have a beach house, Balboa, that beach at Los Angeles. They have a beach house, though, summer vacation, 1 month. Always go together. I don't have to. She said, but this is my chance. I like to see. I might have to go back to Japan too after the time.
Yeah.
Then I said, oh, no, I like to go. But of course, you could come with us, you know.
That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you remember anything that, that we might call as a racial tension or tension between you know, different nationals? So you talked about...
I never heard it. I never had it. Yeah. Even this English school is all over the world come to the this country before go to the school or whatever the business. They all mix it. So I learned a lot of nationality people. They are all good people too, of course. I never had a difficult time to myself.
How about... you know, school teachers, or did you, I guess you were working for this family as part of the school girl system.
Yeah, that school is all the English teacher.
Mm.
Yeah, non-speaking Japanese. So mm-hmm. everybody have to, but when at lunchtime or break time, everybody to get Japanese group talk Japanese. Then the teacher sometimes passing by, speak English.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you didn't even hear about any biases or prejudice that somebody had to suffer from. Because I talked to many people, and some of them actually say, yeah, it was hard to find a house to buy because landlord or, you know, the southern neighborhood, they don't want to sell house to Japanese Americans. Yeah. Or it's really hard to find an apartment.
That's too bad. Huh?
Yeah.
But then after I finished this English school, I went to the Chiedo Technical College at Los Angeles, and I studied the designing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, of course, I liked the sewing, and my teacher recommended me that, Keiko, what are you doing in the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I don't have any plants, you know. And if you wanted to, some Beverly Hills, some dress shop, and girl, the Japanese. She is not the middle-aged person.
Mm-hmm.
She is looking for some dressmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, if you want, I introduce you, you know. So I went there, and maybe a couple months, weekend, I go there, and all their customers, of course, Beverly Hills, all the rich people, and all the Hollywood actors, actress,
you know, they come.
Oh, then I learned so many American customs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one side of the American style.
Right, so.
I was, in a way, lucky.
Mm.
So you could see and the people.
Mm.
Yeah.
So was it around that time that you met with your future husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you meet?
Well, that one too. His mother and my grandmother cousin in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband Hank, his parents trip to that Japan, and they see each other, cousin, and I have one more son that he had to get married. We've been looking for it. Oh, then the Keiko is Los Angeles. Let him to go see it. Then we meet it.
Okay, so he heard about you when he was back in Japan, and then
that's his parents went back to Japan.
Right,
My husband never been to Japan.
Oh, never?
Never been there. So, parents came home from Japan. Hank, that one girl lived in Los Angeles. And why don't you go see it?
Okay.
And, you know, we are at the time in Keto.
Right.
You know Keto me. We are very particular about it, so we don't have to worry about it. This is already my cousin, you know, a relative. So, but anyway, that's the reason he came to see me. Then
I see.
The one.
Okay, so just to get the story straight, so you are saying that your husband, his name is Hank, you said? Hank's mother was living in Japan, but then she heard about you?
No, Hank's parents live here
at that time. Okay.
And they took a trip to Japan to see a cousin.
See a cousin, gotcha. Okay.
Then, after that time, Hank's mother told cousin, oh, I have one more son to get married. And, Japanese, that's Keiko, is Los Angeles. I don't think not too far from Stockton to Los Angeles. Maybe you gotta, you know, go see
Let's
Keiko.
Go see her.
And
so the cousin knew about, the cousin of Hank's, knew about you. Is that how it works out?
No. We don't know anything. So do I. And Hank is here, this country, right? Mm-hmm. And Mama, Papa went to Japan mm-hmm. to see the cousin mm-hmm. and talk to. Mm-hmm. Then they came. Mama, Papa came back this country. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And meantime, my mom heard about it. This cousin is my grandmother's cousin too.
Oh, so, okay. So that's
why.
Connection.
Then my
okay.
mom said, Stockton, one boy, Shimoto boy is there. Mm. They've been looking for that girl.
Mm.
Why don't you have a, you know, meet it?
Okay.
Have a chance to meet it.
Okay.
You know, and
so it's a relative knowing each
yeah.
other. Yeah,
I mean that the background and all that.
Right.
We each other, Hank and I don't know anything
right,
about it.
Right,
then
I see.
One day, they call.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. What was it like to meet with him?
Well, he was a typical Nisei boy.
What do you mean by typical?
I mean very simple and what to me, frankly, everything he telling him his life side, you know. So what I'm doing this one, and we meet at my sister's house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then my sister and husband, after he left, he came to the 3 days, some kind of holiday weekend.
Uh-huh.
He came.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know, then at the time, he had a friend in Los Angeles too, so he
uh-huh.
stayed over there. And after he left, and my sister and my sister, brother-in-law, that's who my sister's husband. Oh, what do you think? You know, like that. Oh, I don't know. Maybe just only the one day you meet,
right.
I cannot tell.
Right.
But they said that, well, your mom said, Keto is okay.
Mm.
And as long as they both like each other,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you think about it?
Mm.
And after the next day, of course, he came too. We went to his friend's house.
Mm-hmm,
I guess
mm-hmm.
he wanted to show me to his friend too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they are nice family too.
They were Japanese American
too.
Right, right.
So they both went to the same school or something
uh-huh,
like that.
Uh-huh.
So. Then we thought, oh, that's a nice family.
Mm.
Yeah. So then he went back, and it's all right. Sometime I could call you.
Mm.
Well, sure, the telephone, right? Then
mm-hmm.
meantime, my sister and my brother-in-law too.
Mm.
Well, seems to be he's a nice guy.
Mm.
Well, you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you want to go back to Japan.
Mm.
That's a different story.
Right.
But
right.
if you wanted to stay in this country.
Right.
And your mom, that's my mom,
mm-hmm.
wanted to stay in this country.
Oh.
You know, because when you go to America and go to school and come back to Japan, and
mm-hmm.
They don't have no chance to get married.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's
well, tell me
time
about
it. Time was very old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
Oh, girl went to the American school.
Mm.
Oh, that's too, you know, level is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way the Japanese thing. That's
mm-hmm.
the way. I think if you, of course, I used to live in America too.
Mm-hmm.
I probably think Keiko going to be happy in America.
Mm-hmm.
Its life is easier than in Japan.
Mm.
That's my mom said.
Mm.
So I guess a year later we got married.
Mm. So what that was in 1964. Oh,
yeah,
so you immediately had a first child
yeah.
right after you
right.
got married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because we are not young. My husband said, hey, I don't want it to wait.
Yeah, you have to hurry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. So at that time, did your husband tell you about his family experience of being in internment camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it come out?
Not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much. Oh, he said, of course, he was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, we have just a good time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That we didn't have any problem, I mean, worried food.
Mm-hmm.
And a living space,
mm.
because it's not a big house, but
mm-hmm.
We call it a barrack.
Mm-hmm.
And but every day we have just play the baseball or
mm-hmm.
and have a lunch. The meal was free, something
uh-huh.
like that. He used to tell me.
Mm-hmm. But by, well, I don't know, probably 1960s is probably too early, but, you know, probably you are familiar with how in late 1960s and 70s, there are Asian Americans who started to just notice that, oh, wow, you know, there was a concentration camp and that was not a right thing to do. American government shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You must have heard about such a sort of a rise of social movement.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's I guess JCL.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's
yeah.
the one. I guess official people are looking for that. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that really it isn't right
mm-hmm.
to put in barbed wire inside.
Right,
yeah.
right. Well, yeah. What did you talk about that? I mean, he is. The person who went through
I don't,
it.
You know, I wasn't there anyway, so I don't want to say it. So that's why when there comes the conversation like that, I just listen side.
Mm-hmm.
I just listen, that's all.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, what did you hear then? What did your husband tell you, or what did you
oh.
hear from other people?
He's, of course, more like... what I'm going to say. They took away the freedom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a limited
mm-hmm.
lifestyle, that's all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they took all their property
mm-hmm.
before you go to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of I heard about it, and that's not right. That's
mm-hmm.
what I thought.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think that in any way it might have changed your view of America? Because earlier you came here very excited. You were coming to college and you're excited about new life experiences. But then you learn about this thing that was not right, done by the U.S. government. And your husband and his family also went through it, and I'm sure his family lost their belongings and properties and stuff as well. Do you think it might have changed your view of America, what you think about America as a country?
Well, to me, no, no. I'm still, today, I'm the luckiest one, I think, because I went through to the A-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
We lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that. I'm lucky. I'm here.
Mm.
Yeah, I never, to me, I didn't go through that camp hardship. I don't remember my age at the time.
Okay.
I mean, the fact I mean that the camp is 19, what?
41 to 42,
I don't remember, but
mm-hmm.
Today's, oh, I think about it. Yeah, of course, that wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm. But in other words, you didn't particularly feel that, oh, you know, my views of America has changed because of that, now that you know about...
Well, of course, that's... we are Japanese,
mm-hmm.
but we are... also American too.
Mm-hmm.
I got the American citizenship
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When did you get it?
Gosh, that's Hank married after that, and Roger, Kevin, they are elementary school,
uh-huh.
and because when anything come to the school record and the paper and
uh-huh.
father is American citizen, mother is
mm-hmm.
Japanese.
Yeah.
I don't like that either,
right,
you know.
Right.
And kids said, why don't you, Mama, you be American too? You know, I said, mm-hmm. Then when you go trip that, if I go to Canada or Mexico, mm-hmm. I'm the one always separate line too. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
I hate
right.
that too.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, it's a little different question from other questions I've asked you so far, but do you think the fact that you're a woman has changed any part of your life experience or made it different from men's life? I mean, I know that there are many Japanese hibakusha survivors from Hiroshima or Nagasaki, for that matter, who came to the States. And of course, this group of people include both men and women. And I just wonder, as a woman who came here to study, and at that time I understand that you didn't think of yourself as a survivor, but any part of your life experience after coming to the States was shaped by the fact that you're a woman. And I ask you this because some other people have mentioned how, you know, because I was a man, I had to do this, and because I was a woman, I had to do that. I just wonder if you think of any part of your life experiences in terms of the fact that you're a woman.
Well, maybe if I continue the school,
uh-huh.
maybe I might this way. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I'm going to say is probably outgoing myself too. So mm-hmm. I'm probably in Los Angeles and mm-hmm. I like to go more professional type of mm-hmm. designing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be that way too. Mm-hmm. But since I'm married to this stock, you know, stock trend right now is open, changing, you know. Before I came to,
mm-hmm.
I was a very, very local. Of course, first time I came in the French camp, the place is a real, real farming.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to go, farmland, surrounded farmland, and only the one house, but like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but well, I can't go back to LA anymore because I'm married.
Right.
I have to do something to myself,
uh-huh.
you know. Then, but Sumeba Miyako, you know, exactly.
Right, right.
And now I'm just a mother with the two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And moved to this side of Stockton
mm-hmm.
now. So I like it. When I go to Los Angeles, oh my gosh, that's busy, oh, more noisy,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that way. Then
mm-hmm.
I,
mm-hmm.
of course, my husband had a business to
automobile repair shop in Stockton.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you moved to Stockton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he good?
Of course, before that started business, he was working at Chase Chevrolet, the company, the other mechanic.
Ah.
Then he had experience that, you know. I think he works how many years? Maybe 10 years, maybe. After that, he started his own business.
Right, right,
yes.
Yeah. So after being trained by Chevrolet,
yeah.
so to speak.
Then we moved to Stockton, and I got to raise the kids. I got to take care of his business booking. So I was kind of busy.
Mm-hmm. So you were helping him out by taking care of booking and the management book, so to speak. Yeah.
He had a four mechanic, so pretty busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I have to take care of all the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So, but I don't have any. I like to be this way, that way. At the time, I don't have more.
Mm-hmm.
I just as a mother, a wife,
mm-hmm.
and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a grandmother too.
Right. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So you think that the fact that you became a mother of two children really changed your views on anything. I'm just kind of wondering about it in general.
No, I'm okay. I mean, I'm not changed. I hope I'm a good, they think I'm a good mother,
uh-huh.
or good grandmother, uh-huh. or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yesterday I got my son.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, older son, they went to the vacation at Lake Tahoe, and mm-hmm. on the way coming back, they leave the Sunnyvale, the
mm-hmm.
Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
and they stop by, and hey, I'm how am I doing? I said, oh, I'm okay, but
mm-hmm.
I'm getting old too, so
mm-hmm.
oh, anytime come up to, you know, live with us, you know, maybe I might have to do because all by myself here,
mm-hmm.
supporting something happened, behind the Sacramento, behind the Sunnyvale, you know,
mm-hmm.
closest one, the only the friend that, you know, just Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
I always something happened, I call her, but maybe I think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I get old,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you never know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to have your
close, everybody,
yeah.
every friend. One side is gone.
Mm.
Everybody go nearby the son or
mm-hmm.
a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh gosh, maybe now I'm thinking, you know, my age too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your husband? Was he?
He died from cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
When was it?
He died in 13 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So,
mm.
yeah.
Mm, yeah, so you have been living here all by yourself since then?
Well, you know, I lived, this is the one, two, third house.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I lived in Stockton, close by the elementary school,
okay.
because of being the kids, you know, we think about
right.
close to and a good school,
right.
you know. Naturally, every parent think that
the
way.
The same way, yeah.
So we just picked the one dish. And after that, they finished the high school.
Uh-huh.
They started each one, college started.
Mm-hmm.
One in UC Davis, mm-hmm. one in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, my husband, he grew up the country,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
he likes to be countryside.
Right, right.
So, we found that, of course, in the Stockton, but
mm-hmm.
the east side of Highway 99, we find a 1.5 acre lot house.
Ah.
Yeah, kind of big house.
Right,
but
right.
It's okay. He likes to. He works so hard, and
mm-hmm.
that's the way he wants to. So I said, I never against anything, whatever he wants to, he does it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did it. So even this one, too. My gosh, that's now your age, you're going to move in another big house?
Mm-hmm.
His brother was kind the concern about it,
mm-hmm.
but I said, well, it's okay, that's he wants it that way, he
mm-hmm.
works so hard himself,
mm-hmm.
so oh, let him too. So we had a good time too,
mm-hmm.
country, it's not too far
uh-huh.
from his business to only the travel 15 minutes or
not
something,
too bad. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
then perfect good area to everyone, the house is in the cul-de-sac, the big house. And after he died, I know, and everybody said, oh, are you going to live with yourself, that place? And I said, well, I don't have no place to go.
Mm.
And my son said, well, this is your house.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you wanted to do it. And after that time, we have a business, we have an apartment and a rental house. So
mm-hmm.
I have to take care of everything myself.
Right,
I mean,
right.
you know. So, business someone, we said, I rented someone gonna rented business takeover to they do. And I said, okay, go ahead. And we did that. And
mm-hmm.
Timing was perfect for me. That,
mm.
that property was up
oh,
at the
value
time,
was
you
up,
know,
right.
before the bubble broke.
Right, right.
So,
right.
I thought, oh, maybe this is the time I'm going to get a little bit older because I'm getting old.
Mm.
I can't take care of myself, too.
Mm.
And the kids, is all the out town.
Right.
And
right.
Kate said, anything you wanted to do, I do it. So I said, well, okay, then I think perfect time. So everything I sold. And this house was a model home. This area.
Right.
Just the last one to sell this house, they said. So, of course, a lot of waiting list, they said.
Yeah, that's competitive.
But anyway, luckily I got it.
Yeah, so and was in the last 10 years then?
This was, I've been here the 7 years.
7 years, yeah. Okay.
So that's perfect for myself. Even the office combined, the 4-bedroom, this one. So,
oh,
you
wow.
know, so it's okay. I can manage that.
And you have children come visit you sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Now, do you talk to your children at all about your experience? Do you? Because I know that some people, even if they are just newshi, like you are, worried about how it might have a health effect on their children. Do you talk at all about that?
No, I don't. I don't talk about it.
But you yourself, I mean, that's how we met. You came to the medical checkup. When did you start to come?
This is the first time.
This is the first time. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that was because, who told you about that? Remind me, I'm probably...
That's Sacramento. That's whoever, that's Dote, Mr. Dote. I mean, he said that every other year, Kenshin, this country is the physical. I'm going every year, the physical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I myself take care of myself, you know, watching. But, oh, maybe that's this Kenshin, maybe that's different. I thought that's why I went there.
What did you think?
Well, it's not particularly good. Just like that. Yeah, of course, I'm doing over here the same thing.
Right?
But a couple years ago, I visited Japan. I went to the, since I'm here, we're going to go see it. So I went there. They took a very thoroughly.
It was much more
of course, the machinery was there. Over here, it just looks like a rental, the place, or rent the room. That's the type I feel.
And you told me that because your own physician is a white American physician, am I right to remember that way? You were hoping that the exam result would come to the English.
I asked one doctor. You know, my doctor is English, American.
Right.
And last time I was in Japan, they sent me that all the Japanese. And my doctor said, hey, Keiko, I can read the Japanese. So I wonder if you guys, doctor gonna send us English, I could show to them my doctor. And this doctor, I forgot the name of it. He's Naika, I think. Naika doctor. But he said, yeah, this year we're gonna give it English and Japanese.
Oh,
I said, well, that's very good.
Very
nice, I told him. That way that I could show to that my doctor.
So when you were back in Japan, you had a health check that's especially designed for Avon survivors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in Hiroshima Hospital then?
Yes.
Did you do it only once so far? Or
at the Hiroshima, I did it twice. Because when I applied, they checked the first. And after the 2 years later, I was visit Japan. At the time, my brother said, well, since you're here, why don't you go? Oh, because they're pretty close by. We live the city. So, that's true. I don't have anything to do today. So that's what we're going to go see. Yeah, it was okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, as I told you earlier, I teach American history to American student. I wonder, let's suppose that you are the teacher for them, and then you are invited to talk about your experience. What would you like to tell them, given your own life experiences?
I was so busy when I was young, so I never think about it that, but... of course, each one's lifestyle is different, too. But I never think my past life I spent sad or, you know, I was maybe, before I told you, I was maybe lucky one.
Mm.
Yeah, everything come to smoothly.
Mm.
I never went to the rough time, only that during the war.
Mm.
Because I was a child, as a child, I go to the Shodan Sokai. That was a kind of, I miss it, my childhood with a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember with this family, you know. Then I always think nowadays, I was born under this star, or I mean, I'm always away from family, from the age Shodan Sokai.
Right.
And after that, you know, I came to this country away from family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my life, that's the way I was born. But I never felt sad or, you know, I have to make it. I have to live. That's the way that I think. Of course, I'm lucky I have own two children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I was lucky.
Sometimes
I feel, of course, lonely. I missed my family too.
Right.
And that's why I just rushed to go back to Japan to see them, you know, brother and sister. Luckily, I still have there.
Right.
So,
do you keep in frequent touch with them?
Yeah, I call the telephone.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, telephone is easier.
It's easier, right.
That's why I don't have a computer. My son said, you gotta have a computer. That way that I could send you an email, you could send me the email. Roger, I don't want that, because when I dial on the telephone, I could hear your voice. You know, that's better than email.
Right.
Nowadays I could have a picture computer, and I said, oh, no. I don't type, that's why. But of course, you know, one by one, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand, my English is not perfect, just I learn from hearing too. So sometimes watching television, what's that mean? I just rush to and I open a dictionary.
Do you still do that?
I still do that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like to do. And sometimes I can understand, and I called my friend, and that's she telling me. She's a she's a Nisego.
Same,
4 years older than me, but she's like my sister to me. She's really good for me.
So she lives nearby?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. To have a friend like that.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Luckily, I get to know her. We both work together at the grocery store.
Oh.
I work the grocery store, taking care of the business, my husband's business, the booking.
Mm-hmm.
And beside, I work the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
I think I worked 16 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, at that time too, because my insurance, health insurance, is very high. You know that's
it's a problem.
Private, only the own business, and expensive insurance. And in fact, yesterday at the church, one member told me, I paid the insurance, my husband and me, and $1,100 a month. That he said, oh my gosh. But being working in a grocery store, of course, the money was good too. And I got to send the two kids to college too.
Oh,
so then, but most important was health insurance.
Right. Yeah.
My husband own business. We don't carry it. We cannot afford to carry it for kid mechanic. This. So that's why I think, I think I have to get up to do it. And luckily, I got the job too, and a union shop.
Oh,
so
I see.
That's today, this union, if I don't have it, I know I'm gonna be the block.
So thanks to the union, have decent health insurance, right? Are you retired now?
Okay. I'm retired. Okay. Yes, yeah. Still the same cover, so which is good.
That's nice.
Yes. Well, beginning, my husband said, "Oh, I know, I never walked to the grocery store and hakujin, you know, everything. But if you think too tough, just quit it." But the first time that I saw the check, oh, I cannot quit.
That was good.
You know how that goes.
Of course, I do.
And ever since I walked 16, but time go by fast too.
Right.
Sometimes, payroll check came to sign and go that way.
That happens too.
Yeah.
But still, you can pay.
Yeah.
Right, that's important.
Yes.
Now, I ask you many questions. I'm sure you're getting tired, but is there anything that you feel like you didn't have enough time to tell me about? I'm sure, you know, no one can talk about his or her life stories in a matter of an hour. I understand it's impossible, but is there anything in particular you'd like to tell me or something that you think is an important part of your life?
Bethany, I don't think. I know sometimes people, some of our friends said, "Hey, Keiko, are you from Japan? And up to date, you went through a lot of things. Why don't you write down that way? Later on, your kids might enjoy to read, or your grandkids might gonna do it." I said, "Well, that's a good way to. I've been thinking about it too, but I don't know where to start it, to how to. You know, that's the kind of I don't have no knowledge to. So maybe that's someday I think about it." Yeah, I told them to.
If you were to write about your life history, with what episode you like to start your book, if it's at all possible to think about it now?
Probably. Of course, that's I went to the Shudan Sokai. That was my good experience to become independent. You know, I have a lot of sisters like that, and the youngest one, then I be always handing to this and that. But when I went there, my God, 8 years old, still baby, huh? So I never away from parents, and I have to do that and this, that, you know. But Shudan Sokai, only the one hobo-san, hobo that's take care person.
Right.
And that way, and the plus teacher from Hiroshima to group, the teacher. And they can take care of the 15, 20 people. So we learned that this and that. That was a good experience, independent. Yeah. If I don't have that, probably. Of course, I was a young, I don't know how to I did it. And some people nighttime, someone said alone something, someone start crying, and the next crying, this one crying, you know, like that.
Right.
But to me, I just don't want it to cry. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it through. That's the kind of I went through. So that's why I came to this country and all by myself, to away from my sister, brother. And although they lived in Los Angeles, I married to them, away from them. But I think I made it. Yeah, that's the way I think too. And even after my husband passed away, I cannot cry right now. I gotta take care of all the stuff too. You know, so in a way, I was young at that time, 60 years old, you know, so I did it myself.
Mm.
Well, the kids said, don't worry them anything to us. Just whatever you wanted to do, do it to you. So are you sure that you guys don't? Or if you don't want to just give it to Salvation Army or things like that. So,
yeah.
So easier for me to.
Mm.
I could make a decision myself.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of independent I learned from that point.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's of a course, wonderful
then,
story.
Of course, I came to this country, then I went to the live that this Caucasian family.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, very nice to me.
Mm.
That one, I never forget too.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's why, even I think someone gonna be suffering or needed something, I always give my hand to help.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good too. I went through.
Mm.
Yes. Otherwise, I don't think anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think of yourself as Japanese American? By which I mean minority American, ethnic American. There are different ways of referring to it. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that if you think about history of minority Americans in this country, you know, you always run into matters of prejudices or a social movement that came out of that prejudice against minorities. Do you see yourself part of that history, or do you think that your life experience was more or less an exception, or what do you think of yourself?
I always think I'm Japanese too.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to say that I'm American, of course,
mm-hmm.
that's always, I'm Japanese American.
Mm.
But I don't against American or you know that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm, in a way, think myself, I'm an easy person probably.
Mm.
Yeah. I never against it, I never prejudiced.
But I guess what I'm wondering is, as a people's biased against minorities,
mm-hmm.
including people like us, I am a minority in this country, right? Because I'm not living in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I do experience certain kind of different attitude I pick up on because, you know, I'm a minority, I suppose. I just wondered if you have that feeling yourself as well, or probably not. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't. I never think about it that.
Mm.
It's to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wonder why, because, I mean, I'm living in 21st century America, and supposedly this is a country that's fair and just to everybody, right?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I do experience certain kind of prejudices. Or sometimes it feels like I'm just treated differently because of who I am. And to me, it's surprising to meet with somebody who also is from Japan or any minority background. And then you experience this Gogao system, for instance, where you are basically working for a white family,
mm-hmm.
right? It wasn't other way around, you know?
Yeah.
You weren't, you know, offering this opportunity to white kids. It was other way around,
yeah.
right?
Well, then, well, only that, not only the Caucasian family, but I worked the grocery store or
mm-hmm.
the Caucasian
mm-hmm.
general store.
Right.
Too. So, I don't know. I just don't think that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess I didn't have a known how am I gonna say to the Japanese them? You think I should against them?
No, I'm not saying against or for. I'm just thinking what you might have noticed. I think my question is coming out of the fact that many people notice it. And if you don't notice it, there is nothing wrong with that. But I just wonder what you think about it, if you ever noticed it.
No, I said I don't. Mm. I don't. Yeah. Mm. Maybe that's all the surrounding Caucasian, that's the reason. I don't. I only go to church, this is the Buddhist church, so all the Japanese.
Oh, so all you do have a connection with Japanese and
then even this Buddhist church, including the Caucasian too.
Ah,
yeah, it's
okay.
Not every 100% Japanese.
Japanese. Where is the Buddhist church located? It's in Stockton?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big church. Mm. In fact, we're going to have a bazaar this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it's this weekend. This week we are busy.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's a nice church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And orderly. Right.
They just finished it last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this year we have a new minister. She is lady.
Oh,
first
wow.
Time.
Oh wow.
She's she came from Hawaii.
Mm.
And very nice lady.
Mm. Then that's something to look forward to start to work
yes.
with her. Mm. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're
I really,
welcome.
Really appreciate
you're welcome.
It. I know
I don't know
lot.
This is helpful or not.
Oh, yes, it is very helpful. It is very wonderful
really?
To hear your experiences.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
So now you're going back to?
I guess I have to.
Alameda.
I really hate
Alameda.
To. Just No, I just need to go back to San Francisco. That's where I'm staying.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So I started out this morning from San Francisco and met someone in Alameda, and then I came here. So I had a nice stop at Alameda, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you going home tomorrow then?
Yes, early in the morning. So.
Chicago is hot weather.
Oh, I'm sure it is hot. Well, it used
not
to be...
Not Chicago, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
But
it's Chicago is Michigan?
No, it's
state?
Illinois.
What's
it's in Illinois. Illinois.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
My nephew is Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He graduated West Point, then
he's
the ministry that's over there.
Oh.
I don't know why that's, you know, he... Grew up in Los Angeles. That's Roy's one of his sons.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have some Midwest connections, so
yes.
to speak. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Chicago then?
No, not the Chicago. I like travel too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, last year I went to the Canada.
Ah.
Started from San Francisco, New York. And
uh-huh.
Philadelphia,
uh-huh.
and
those
all the way coming down
cities.
To the Niagara Falls.
Right, right.
And, after that, we go up to the Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice trip.
Right.
Yeah,
well, you should
Boston.
Come to Chicago as well. Chicago is really, I love it. It's
oh,
a
you
wonderful
like it?
City.
Oh,
oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
a big city.
Oh, yes.
Course.
And
yeah.
lots of things to,
yeah.
to enjoy. And good food as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Are you married? Then.
I am married.
Married
yes,
and
yeah.
have a children? No.
Well, I do not have a children.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can do that. Travel here, there. Huh?
Of course.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
What's your husband do?
He's a historian as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So we share many things.
Oh, good.
We are both American historians.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, that's good.
Mm, yeah.
How many years are you teaching this?
For the
school.
Michigan State, I just finished my 6th year. So I had a PhD in 2005, and I had this position at Michigan State University right away. So it's been 6 years.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Mm. Would you like to have a gelo?
Gelo? Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I really have to go.
I don't know what time.
Yeah, it's about 5 right now.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.